few clicks north of the base. But we were able to find a landline, thank God.
Still nothing from Gabriel, eh?
I think it is safe to say that he's either dead, captured, or betrayed us. I tend to lean towards the latter.
For sure, he's not dead. I can still pick up his vibrations.
He couldn't be AWOL, or being held captive.
His vibrations do not indicate any duress. Listen, how's Shelly?
She's ready to come home. But sir, we're having to double our doses, because her aura is really strong. And it may take some time to get back home. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't worried about our situation here.
Pick up your pace, Jeremy. Hijack a ground vehicle if you have to. There have to be trucks or something you can drive.
We're in a pretty rural area, sir. Outside of farming tractors, most of the vehicles we've come across are either not working or out of fuel.
You'll figure something out, but you better do it sooner rather than later. I need Shelly here as soon as possible. Do you understand?
Copy that, my king.
Shelly being exposed like she is right now means she will be a magnet for demons roaming around. Be very careful, and keep using the inhibitors. That's masking her for now, but soon it will wear off. And when it does...
When it does, we better run for our lives.
One last thing, Jeremy. And this is hard for me to say, but our brother, Lord Capone, he's dead.
New Kingdom Radio Theater.
New Kingdom Radio Theater presents The Beggar, the first film by the writer-director of The Rise of King Asylus, J.V. Torres. Get a glimpse of King Asylus's America in this thrilling short flick. Now making its rounds through the film festival circuit, the only place to watch this movie is on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/King Asylus and sign up for as little as $1. Critics say The Beggar is outstanding. First-time director J.V. Torres is way ahead of the curve, say indie filmmakers. If you listen to King Asylus, you have to see The Beggar. Go to patreon.com/King Asylus or click the link in the show notes and watch this thrilling flick today.
Acknowledgement of Lord Quentin Capone's death had a profound effect on the king. It seemed to be that final nudge that sent him completely over the edge of reason. And it was at this moment of personal crisis, the angelic figure appeared to Asylus yet again in his private study. The angel told the king there was a plot to end his life before the great battle at Armageddon. Asylus, annoyed, said people were always trying to kill him. But the angel insisted the plot was coming from those closest to him. Then, in a panic, Asylus tried once more to communicate with Gabriel, but there continued to be no response. Back in South Carolina, Lord Banks and the others dug their way out of the bunker. However, Cody's condition was worsening, and they were running dangerously low on supplies. Their efforts were purely out of desperation, but no one wanted to admit this to each other. A feeling of dread permeated their every thought. For wherever they stepped, going forward would be a living nightmare.
Mom, Once we do bust through that hole and get back to the surface, we have no idea what's going on up there. Isn't there a way to contact the military, or do you know anybody nearby that could help us?
The military is focused on protecting the king right now. That is all they are concerned with. I'm afraid we are on our own here, baby girl. Besides, the king likely knows I abandoned my post. He won't send anyone to save us. He'd probably send someone to kill us.
Honestly, Mom, I would much rather die by a Spartan's hands than by cannibalism.
Look, there's another bunker in this general vicinity. It belongs to a wealthy family I helped for many years. I'm sure they'll make room for us.
You said that about these people and their bunker, which didn't have nearly enough supplies. Besides, there's all kinds of monsters out here.
Look, Cody and I, we drove all through this country on a motorcycle. And yes, there are some really scary people and creatures everywhere. But if we stay here, Cody won't make it. You know this, and I know this. We have to take our chances.
And we will, JJ, but carrying Cody really slows us down. And we have to move quickly. That other bunker, I'm not exactly sure which direction it is. I need to figure out exactly where we are, so we don't end up running in the wrong direction.
Well, we can't leave Cody just anywhere. I won't leave him all by himself.
No, and you shouldn't. Look, you're going to have to trust us. Monica and I will continue on and find the other bunker. Maybe it would be smarter to find a vehicle first and come back for you and Cody. Then we can make a run for it toward the other bunker. What do you say? Do you trust us?
Like I have a choice? But yeah, I do. Just please come back for us.
I promise you, we will.
Hey, Mom, I have a better idea. How about JJ goes with you and I stay here with Cody? I mean, JJ is much tougher than I am, and she's been out there. She's battle-tested. It might be a smarter move to team up with her instead. Plus, JJ will then be assured that you'll return for Cody.
You're really scared, aren't you?
I'm not just scared to go out there, Mom. I'm terrified. JJ, I won't leave Cody's side, I promise.
Okay, but let's not waste any more time. Let's get up there, find a vehicle, and get to that other bunker.
Lucky break we found this old step van.
This piece of junk actually runs.
My lords, up ahead. I see three choppers in the airfield.
How can you see them without binoculars?
I have a set. Let me take a look. You're right, Spartan. There's an airfield up ahead, all right. Amazing.
Let me see. This is amazing. Small airfield, and I can barely see the choppers, even with this thing.
My readings also indicate those disturbing vibrations are in the area as well.
Well, if I can make this rust bucket move faster, I would. Let's hope we can get there without being spotted. How's Lord Shelley back there?
She's sleeping, my lord.
With all this rocking back and forth, I hope she doesn't get a concussion.
Spartan Jack, can you check to see if you can communicate with Gabriel? You should keep trying to reach him.
That little guy is in the wind. Isn't that obvious to you yet?
No answer, sir. Should I keep trying?
Self-love. inside this empty room. I try to find the door, but there is no use. I wanna get out, but I am too afraid. What if I make it out the door, but wish I would have stayed? Cause the dreams are coming true these days, and the world outside just feels the same. But this time, I'm not giving up yet.
Exile Island, Isaac came up with the plan to lure his father out of the Grand Castle. Doing so would put him in the line of fire of an assassin. But he would need Gabriel's help. Isaac said that instead of taking him back to the dungeon, Gabriel should transport him to the king's throne room. Jacob thought this plan was a suicide mission. He reminded his brother that their father could read minds. He said the plan would put both him and Gabriel at great risk. The young woman, Brittany, interceded in the conversation and told them she may be able to tempt the king and make him vulnerable. Jacob, however, didn't think the plan would work because the king would know what they were thinking as soon as they got in his presence. But Isaac was so clouded with murderous thoughts. He said he was willing to risk it all to avenge his mother's death.
Isaac, be reasonable. He's still our father. Killing him would not be something you could ever come back from. Think about what you're saying.
He killed my mother. He has to answer for that, Jacob. I can't believe you aren't as angry as I am about this.
I am deeply saddened that our mother is dead. And Yes, I am very, very angry at Father for his part. But I really can't bring myself to kill him.
And to think people think you should be king. What? You think others didn't take out their father so they could become king?
Isaac, I wouldn't be killing my father for the purpose of ascending to the throne. It would be one murder for another murder. It isn't even remotely the same thing. Why can't you see that?
Well, maybe I'd be doing it for that reason, too. Maybe the world would be better off with you on the throne. If I told you that, would you be more inclined to agree with the plan?
What? No! Not even in the slightest. I want no part in your crazy plan to kill the king. Jesus, Isaac! You're not even trying to make any sense.
So, you disagree with the idea that if you were king, the world would be in better hands?
Oh my God, dude! You are so far in fantasy land, I can't even entertain this.
Think about it, Jacob. King of the world, it's you. It's your destiny. And I'm gonna make it happen.
Nope, no way. That isn't going to happen.
Why are you so against the idea? I'm actually trying to help you become king.
Isaac, that isn't my destiny. I don't feel it. I don't see it. And I certainly won't believe this fantasy of yours. Maybe there was a time when I really thought I could be king of the world, but not anymore. You are completely underestimating our father. Like, completely. Don't you know how powerful he is? He will know you are coming, like from 1,000 miles away. Our father will crush your skull with his fingers. He'll control your thoughts and make you hang yourself. Our father is a gargantuan monster, Isaac. He is the most powerful man on the planet. There's just no way either of us could ever measure up, let alone face him in a true adversarial confrontation. Please, for the love of God, stop this crazy idea of yours.
No, Jacob, I will not. I won't stop. Gabriel is behind me. He knows you would be a good king. He's going to help me execute this plan, so I suggest you prepare yourself to assume the throne. Just remember that I was the one who sacrificed everything for you to wear the crown.
Jeremy, those choppers don't really look operational.
There's only one way to find out. Spartan Diaz, you and Lord Hemingway come with me. Spartan Jack, stay in the vehicle with Lord Shelley. No need to wake her until we know if one of those choppers can fly.
Copy that, Lord Orb.
We walk in formation. Let's go! Check the chopper on the right. I'll check the one on the left. Spartan Diaz, check the one by the hangar.
Jeremy, that chopper's cockpit is completely destroyed. Looks like somebody needed parts from the controls. There are wires pulled out and the control stick looks like it was sawed off.
Yeah. This one looks like it doesn't have any power whatsoever.
Fuel gauge indicates it is more than half full.
My lord, this chopper is operational.
Let's go, Peter. Okay, Let's see if this puppy is airworthy. Okay, she's operational.
Yeah, but this is like a mini chopper. We can't all fit in here.
Good point, Peter. Well, there's another base to the east. I should have enough fuel to reach that other base. I'll come back with a larger chopper or plane.
Lucky you can fly these things.
Oh, it's been a while. Listen, you two go back to the vehicle. In fact, pull the vehicle into the hangar and out of sight. I'll fly this thing out of here and be back with something bigger.
Better make it fast. It'll be dusk soon. There's no telling what's coming for us.
Check for weapons. There's got to be a munitions cache on this base. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Shelly?
What the?
What are we doing here, Lord Hemingway? And where's Lord Orb?
Calm down. Lord Orb is in the air.
In the air? He left us? He abandoned us? Ugh, that coward!
No, he didn't abandon us. He's in a chopper.
He's in a chopper and didn't take us? What the hell is wrong with you, Peter? How the hell is that not abandoning us? Jeez.
No, you don't understand.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Lord Hemingway, but we need to move from here. We are too exposed. Whatever that is that's been following us, it's getting closer now.
Look, Shelley, I'll explain everything, but we have to get out of sight, like, right now. Let's move. Everyone to the hangar.
Thank God. A Chinook. Looks American. Uh-oh. What's that? Don't panic. Just move fast. I don't think I've ever flown one of these, but it can't be all that different. Come on! Which one of these turns the engine? Damn it! Back to get the others. What the heck is that noise? Ah! What the? No! Back, you demon! Holy Mother of God, help me!
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Rise of King Asylus, Episode 67, Change of Plans. Starring J.V. Torres as King Asylus, Steve Fisher as Lord Orem, Adam Higgins as Lord Peter Hemingway, L.A. Bonet as Princess Monica, Madeline Goshorn as Lord Vanessa Banks, Amanda Haggis as J.J., Dominic Notaro as Prince Jacob, Mike McDonald as Prince Isaac, Shane Meister as Lord Anna Patricia Shelley, Tia Bowen as Spartan Diaz, Chris Robertson as Spartan Jack, and narrated by Sergei Parashnikov. This episode features the song Leading the Lost by No Hope. Download the music of No Hope on Bandcamp.com today. For more information about the cast, the music, or this production, please visit us at theriseofkingasylus.com for a full list on our Season 5 episode page. And now a word from our podcast friends.
Oh, Canada. Peaceful, idyllic, full of friendly people and wide open spaces. But there's another side to the Great White North, full of mystery, crime, and dark history. I'm your host, Mike Brown. Join me and a co-host weekly on the Dark Poutine Podcast as we journey inside the minds of murderous monsters and look at unsolved cases, little-known mysteries, the paranormal, and more. You can listen to Dark Poutine for free wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
This has been a production of the New Kingdom Radio Theater in Baltimore, Maryland. Copyright 2022. I'm John Burkhardt, and stay tuned for Episode 68.